Track 13. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Now, some of you won't have been to Park Hill Leisure Centre before, so let me just tell you a little about the layout. As you can see, the reception area here is very spacious and there is plenty of room to meet your friends and have a drink. We also have brand new dance studios with floor-to-ceiling mirrors and the latest audio equipment. The dance studios are to the left of the reception area behind the swimming pool. Oh, no, sorry, I meant opposite the swimming pool. Both the roller skating and skateboarding classes will be held in the skate arena. This has also been refurbished and we have a new 5-metre ramp in there which is proving to be popular. The arena is behind the changing rooms, which you can see behind us, between the gym and tennis courts. The tennis courts are on the right of the arena. You'll see both of these new spaces on the tour later. Now, the final thing I want to talk about is how to join the Park Hill Leisure Centre and enrol for the classes. First, you need to complete an enrolment form with some of your personal details, including your address and telephone number and the name of your school. If you're under 16 years old, then you'll also be required to get your parents' permission to take part in the classes. Please ask one of your parents to sign the authorisation form attached to the enrolment form. You'll find the form in your information pack. When you've done this, you just hand the forms to reception. You can pay an annual subscription of £20 or, alternatively, you can pay each time you use the facilities. There is a £1.60 admission fee in this case. Whether you decide to pay in one go or with each visit, you still need to complete the forms in your pack and become a member. Once we have the forms, we'll send your membership card to your home address. All you need to do is show this card every time you come to the centre, and if you want to book a class, you just need your membership number on your card.
That is the end of section 2. In the exam, you will have half a minute to check your answers.